But what are you doing here? And how did they come to capture the ship? And where's Redruth?
Redruth's dead, the poor brave old fellow.
They didn't exactly capture the ship, Jim. We abandoned her.
First ship I ever lost.
Deuce difficult spot we were in, you see, Jim. Soon as Silver and the others got back, we'd not stand a chance. And then Smollett here thought of this blockhouse.
It was marked on the map.
Yes, it was marked on the map. And had fresh water, too. So we loaded up the jolly boat with all the arms and provisions she'd hold.
Chuck the rest overboard.
Yes. And got halfway to the shore before they spotted us.
How did you manage to leave the Hispaniola, gentlemen?
Well, the water was short, rum wasn't. Israel Hans broached a cask, and they were too busy with that, fortunately. But they weren't too drunk to bring the long nine to bear on us when they realized what had happened.
We heard that shot, Pengun and me.
This alerted the party Silver had left on shore with the longboats. They had pistols, which they'd hidden away, but that was all. As you know, Trelawney here is a dead shot, and he accounted for two of the villains.
Two of them, not knowing. Two of them!
Frightfully, when we got ashore, Redruth received a ball from one of their pistols and was dead before I could do anything for him. So... there you have it.
Well, gentlemen, from what the boys told us regarding the deaths of Allen and Davis, we're 5 against 15, 3-1. This Ben Gunn Hawkins, is he our man, do you think?
I think he is, sir. But I'm not rightly sure whether he's sane.
There's any doubt about the matter? He is. A man who's been biting his nails on a desert island can't expect to appear as sane as you or me.
Quite right.
Doesn't lie in human nature. Was it cheese you said he had a fancy?
Yes, sir, cheese.
Jim, just see the good that comes of being dainty in your food. You've seen my snuff box, have you not? And you never saw me take snuff, I'll wager.
No, come to think of it, Doctor.
The reason being, see here. That's Parmesan cheese. Jim, that's a cheese made in Italy. Very nutritious. That's for your Ben Gunn.
Gentlemen, to your posts. There's someone out there.
To your post, Joyce.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, I be dashed. It's Silver. And there's a young fellow with him carrying a white flag.
Why, that's Abraham Gray. The one he was persuading over when I was in the barrel.
Keep indoors, men. 10-1, it's a trick. Who goes? Stand and we fire!
Flag of truce!
And what do you want with your flag of truce?
Captain Silver, sir, to come aboard and make terms.
Captain Silver? Don't know him?
Doctor, the other loophole beside your lord.
Aye, Captain.
Me, sir. The lads elected me as captain after you deserted the ship. All I ask is to come inside the stockade and parley. And your word as a gentleman, I can get safe and sound out again.
My man, I've not the slightest desire to talk with you, but you may come 15 paces into the stockade, and Gray with you. Yes. Any hint of treachery from any quarter, and we shall not hesitate to fire.
Well, that's enough, Captain. The word's enough. I know a gentleman. You may lay to that. Go on, Abraham. Help me with this here breakfast, yes, Captain.
Remember, Silver, 15 paces only.
Oh, you ain't going to let us come inside? It's a main cold evening to be outside. And after such a warm day, that could make for fevers, couldn't it, Doctor?
Why, Mr. Cook, if it had pleased you to be an honest man, you could be sitting in your galley now. That's far enough. What do you want of us? If you've anything to say, you'd best say it.
Well, your tears. We want that treasure, and we'll have it. You give us a chart, and I'll give you my affidavy to divide stores with you, and speak the first ship I sight to pick you up. Yeah. And if I see no ship... why don't I know blandly he's sending out a consort if you've not returned by August?
Is that all?
Every last word. Refuse, and you've seen the last of me but musket ball.
Very good. I've nothing to say to you, Silver, but you, Gray, isn't it? Well, come on, man, answer.
Yes, Captain Smollett. What of it?
I know you're a good fellow at bottom. I order you to return to your duty.
Abraham.
You've nothing to fear. If one of those dogs skulking in the woods so much as snaps a pistol at you, Silver's a dead man. Am I right, Mr. Trelawney?
Yes, you are, Captain.
Well, come on, my fine fellow. Your duty, man.
I'm with you, sir.
Great. Good man.
Here I am.
Hey!
Who is that? Inside,
quick. Sir.
Gray, you're a fool. Very well. Captain, if that's your answer, so be it. If you change your mind, or Long John's offer is still open... you just sing out for me. Come with a white flag. Tell me fairer than that. No. You might be grateful if one of you would lend me a hand to get back across this old stockade wall.
Make your own way over, Silver.
Aye, make your own way.
There's not a man here will help you.
Let me curse on you all. George Berry.
Aye, Silver. Come on. Help me.
I'm all over this. You're fence.
Aye,
you dick. Aye, Captain Silver. There. That's what I think of ye. Tomorrow morning I'll stove in this old wood wall like a rum puncher. By the power Where's Abraham Gray? You'd best pray you die quick by ball or blade. For if I takes you alive, you'll regret this night's work.
Come, Smollett.